This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, friends. Shalom Aleichem. We're continuing Mishnah Berurah Daf HaShoah. We're learning the end of Siman Kid. Siman Kuf Yudalet. Siman Kuf Yudalet. Sif Tes. Im B'yoyim Rishon Shal Pesach Oymer Baro Oymer Berchas Atagibar Admorid Hatol. Tishim Pa'amim Keneged Shloshim Yoyim Sha'oymer Oysoy Shalosh Pa'am Mechoyim Misham Ve'elach Im Eino Zoycher Im Hizker Gashem Harehu Becheskas Shaloi Hizker Gashem Ve'eno Tzarech Lachzer. We just learned in Sivches that if in the rainy, in the summer, you're not sure if you might have mistakenly said Marid HaGashem, up to 30 days, you have to assume you said the wrong thing. Likewise, if in the summer, if you're concerned, maybe you said if in the rainy season you're not sure if you said Marid HaGashem, so for 30 days you have to go back. Why? Because for 30 days we assume that you said what you were accustomed to say. From there we could derive the following halacha. After the number of times of tfilos that there are in 30 days, which is approximately 90, then you get into the right habit. So then, you know, like the Gemara in Baba Kama says, Imrichek negichaysav, kirev negichaysav, loikol shekein. If an animal gores on three separate days, that creates a muad. Certainly, if he gores three times on one day, it creates a muad. So if a chazaka is created in 30 days, maybe for sure should be able to create it in one day, if you say it 90 times in one day. So therefore, the Mechaber says, let's read that one more time. Im b'yom rishayin shal Pesach, if on the first day of Pesach, oimer, berchas atagibar ad morid atol, you said atagibar until morid atol, tishim pa'amim, 90 times, keneged shloshim yom, keneged the 30 days, sha'oimer oisai shalosh pa'amim b'chol yom, that you say it three times every day. Misham ve'ilch, from there on, im eino yzoichem, hizker geshem, if you're not sure, if you mention geshem, harehu b'cheska, shalai hizker geshem, we could assume he didn't say geshem, ve'ino tzarech lachzer, you don't have to go back. So in the summer, if you say moirid hatol 90 times, you could assume that you did not mistakenly say geshem. And then, now why does the Mechaber say it this way? Why doesn't he say that if on the first day of Sukkot, you said 90 times Morid HaGashem, you could assume you said Morid HaGashem? The answer is because it doesn't matter, because for Minog of the Mechaber, Minog Sfard, they would say Morid HaTol is a valid replacement for Morid HaGashem. Says Ramah, but for us, V'chenli Didanim, Amar Ad Mechalkel Chayim, B'loi Mashrach Morid HaGashem, Shemazkirin, B'mois HaGashem, if you said Ata Gibar, Le'ilam Hashem, Mechayim Isim, Ata, Rav Lahoshia, Mechalkel Chayim B'chesed, so then you're creating chazaka not to say mashrach m'ragashem. V'chein im amra b'shmini atzeres tishim pa'amim ato gibor ad morid hagashem. Or, so this is for us, meaning the first thing that the Rama is saying is that for us, our chazaka is not by saying morid hatol, but rather our chazaka is by not saying Mashrach M'ragashem. Or likewise, if on the first day of Shemini Atzeres you say 90 times Moirid HaGashem Im Nistapik Achakach Im Hizkor Eloi, if you're Mesopik afterwards, chazaka Shiz Kira, you could assume you said it. Okay, Berchas Atagibar. Now, this creation of chazak is assuming you're saying Hashem's name. Ata gibar le'elam adoy, and then Shem. Are you allowed to say that? You're allowed to say Hashem's name in vain 90 times. So in the Sefer Shulchan Shloimei, he writes, Diyaschel min mechayim esim ata, that you begin from mechayim esim ata, v'loy min ata gibar, not from ata gibar, shelo yoymer Hashem levatala, so as not to say Hashem's name levatala. V'im yavoy l'shanois haskaras Hashem, and Elamai, you'll say, I have a great idea. I'll say, Ata Gibor Le'elam Adoai, right? By the way, I once got called, I don't know if I should say this. I once had to go to a wedding, and mamish in the last second, it turned out that there was an issue with the Masader Kedushin and the whole Ishus. And I was about to get called up for a bracha. I didn't know what I should do, whether I should walk out or I should fudge the bracha. Long story short, there was a guy next to me who said, who was a relative, and it turned out he asked the shayla, and he was told that because he's so closely related, he was allowed to come so as not to embarrass. I don't know if this was correct, but I had to get up there and do Baruch Ata Adonai. What am I supposed to do? Yeah, I had to do that. So, I don't know, maybe I have to take that out of the... but in any event, the Mishnah Berurah is saying that maybe you should create the chazaka, Ata Gibar Li'aylam Hashem. Ato Gibra Elam Ado, you know, say fudge Hashem's name, and then say either Masha Racha Marad HaGashem, or don't, or say Marad HaTal. He says, no, Shalo Yoimer Hashem Levatala. So you, meaning, maybe say, V'im Yavei L'Shanis Haskaras Hashem, Necha Sheyavei L'Shanis Acher Kavnei Herga Gam Tfilah. If you're going to say Hashem's name wrong 90 times, you might get into the habit of saying Hashem's name incorrectly. It's interesting. Good question. It's not a bracha levatala. Bracha levatala is when you say Baruch Atah. It's just saying Hashem's name. So, it's not levatala. I mean, so this is a new thing, right? For example, yesterday someone asked me that I have to get back to them if the Gemara, you know, the Gemara Nedarim on Yod Amud Beis says if you shouldn't even say Karban Lashem, be lest you come to say Lashem Karban, lest you come to say Lashem, Bra'am, Mazkir Shem Shemayim Levatala Loi Kol Shekein. But is this Levatala? You're saying a Shvach, you're praising Hashem. You're saying Ata Gibar Le'elam Hashem. The din is you can't say a bracha levatala, but this is just Hashem's name and it's not levatala. By the way, the Shaar Tzion later on, some Tav Kuf Pei Beis says, what about with HaMelech HaKadosh? Could you say 90 times HaMelech HaKadosh, HaMelech HaKadosh, HaMelech HaKadosh, you know? And this way, if you're Masupik, if you said it, you'll have established a chazaka. So he says, since the 90 times that you said HaMelech HaKadosh, you didn't say it with Hashem's name, we're concerned that next time you say Baruch Atah Hashem, you're not going to say HaMelech HaKadosh, you're going to say HaKel HaKadosh, because you never established a chazaka to say Baruch Atah Hashem, HaMelech HaKadosh. So would that apply over here? Meaning, would that apply that it's not going to help to say, it's not really a different reason. It's not exactly a different reason. Okay, Ad Moirid Hatal. So the Mechaber says, establish the chazaka to say Marad HaTol in the summer. Va'ad b'chlal, including Marad HaTol. V'hainu l'bnei Sfarad, sh'no agin l'haskar tabi ma'isacham. This is according to the Bnei Sfarad, who their minhag is to say Marad HaTol in the summer. Ula didan for us, ad mechal kel chayim, until mechal kel chayim, va'ad b'chlal, u'kil kaman b'haga. The Tam calls out, the reason for all this is, de'bezeh kvar hurgol l'shoynoi loymar kalacha. The reason for this is that you've trained your tongue to say the correct thing. Al kein hu adin le'inyan shela. The same thing would be for asking for rain. Imamar tishim pa'amim b'berachas hashanim. Ad achar tevas v'sein bracha b'mayis hachamim. Oy ad achar tevas v'sein talamat b'mayis hageshamim. Dai. So in other words, baruch alein Hashem l'kenos 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 Hashem l'kenos. We don't need to do that anymore. We're already up to January 6th. You know, December is the most stressful month of my life because of the V'sein Talumat El-Bracha issue. You know? But you could do that. But V'lo Yaschem Etchiz Baruch Aleinu, you don't start from the beginning of Baruch Aleinu, right? In other words, you don't say Baruch Aleinu Hashem, you don't start from the beginning of Baruch Aleinu. You say Are you allowed to on Pesach say the es komine swasal tava vesein bracha, or is it hachana? Yeah, is it hachana? Because there is no vesein bracha on Yom Tov. You're preparing for after Yom Tov. So is it considered hachana on Yom Tov for after Yom Tov? The Dershu brings from Rav Shlomo Zalman, it's not considered hachana. But we know there is an inyan of hachana by Dibur. Since there is a shinoi on this day that we daven for tal, you're allowed to. Not sure exactly what that means. Okay. I didn't understand. You're saying that how is it good enough to start in the middle of the bracha if you never established the chazaka saying it with the words Atagibar?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's sort of similar to what the Mishnah Berurah says later on, that if you're just going to say HaMelech HaKadosh, HaMelech HaKadosh, you're not going to have a chazaka if you never said it with Hashem's name. I hear. Okay. Tishim Pamim, 90 times. So here's where the Chassam Sofer comes in. Uvetshuvas Chassam Sofer Chilek Archaim Simenchav Moira Uba. He instructs L'chadchilal Amra Meya Pamim Echa to say it at least 101 times, because the truth is, in 30 tefillahs, you have more than 30 days. In 30 days, you have more than 90 tefillahs, because you have the musaf of Shabbos, the musaf of Rosh Chodesh. Let's say he's talking specifically about the first day of Pesach. So you have all the musafim of the 8 days of Pesach. Amnam b'di'eved misha amarak tishim pam b'di'eved, if you just said 90 times, in b'yadein lufsuk shi'ach sub'yisval negib sakha shachnach. We don't have the kayach to say you have to daven again, because maybe you didn't say it against the psak of the mechaber. Sivkatan membez. Harehu b'cheska shalai hizker. Dem horgal b'lshaynoi kisha'oymer b'mefuzarin kavachoymer b'ritzufin. The logic of the mechaber is, like we said by Shara Muad, that if you can establish a chazaka in scattered form over the course of 30 days, certainly if you do it consecutively in one day. By the way, even though you could argue that maybe it just takes the human mind a certain number of days to acclimate yourself to it. Just like we learned last time, that if, let's say, after 30 days you realize, hey, I wasn't feeling well 2 days and I didn't daven. You've still established a chazaka. Why? But you didn't say it 90 times. The answer is, we said it's not the 90 times, it's that amount of time passage of the new change allows your mind to adjust to it. So then, you know, then this argument of the Shulchan Aruch would not really hold up to that, even though nobody challenges this. So if that's the case, why is the halacha if you miss a tefillah?
Did we ever see that? That's the halacha?
Yeah, if you look in, I'm looking now, in Sivkatan Lamed Zayin, Im shagag oy pasha ve'izayoyim, v'loy hispala klal, mikamakoyim loy hura chaskosay, ve'ein tzarech lahashem keneged zayoyim acher, ayin sham. By the way, but then the Machtas HaShekel and the Maimar Mordechai say no, they argue on the Taz. And I think they have a good argument, because we see from this next sif that it is 90 times, because if it wasn't, then how could you learn out that you could say 90 times in one day? You know, you can't have it both ways. Dr. Phil, you hear my kasha, you hear the psychology? In other words, it can't just be that after a certain number of times, then you adjust to it, because we know that if you miss a few days of davening, you still have a chazakah. So then if that's the case, then why does that means it's not the number of times, it's the number of days. So how do we learn it?
The Mechaber changes his lashon in Ches to Tes. In Ches he says Ad Shloishim Yoyim, but in Tes he goes Tisha Pa'amim Keneged Shloishim Yoyim. He seems to, the Mechaber himself seems to be changing his way of looking at it, whether it's a time thing versus a numerical thing, because of his lashon changes in Ches versus Tes.
Maybe
it can't be either or, whichever comes first. It's
90 times.
But if you hit 30 days before 90 times, that's also good.
So what you're saying that it's 90 times, but if you hit 90 before
90 times or 30 days.
What do you mean? It's not. But okay, one second. Shas says 30 days. Yeah, that's all we know. From there, we want to extrapolate that it would be true even for 90 times. But if the halacha is, if you miss tefillos in the 30 days, you still have a chazakah, that means it's not 90 times, it's dafka 30 days. Now we're saying it's either or. How do you have a right to say it's either?
How do you know to say that?
Reb Pinchas, maybe what the Mechaber means is, it's a din only in 30 days. The 90 times is keneged 30 days. By doing it 90 times, it creates, I did 30 days in one day. It's not the pshat, it's, in other words, what creates a chazaka? It's not that the 90 times creates a chazaka. 90 times, there's no such thing. Mehechi tesi 90 times creates a chazaka. There's no din chazaka 90. Chasam Sofer says it's a din in 101. But in the Mechaber, it's not a din in 90, it's a din in 30 days. There are two ways to do 30 days. You could do 30 days, and in that case, the pshat is, if I miss a tefillah or two, it's okay. I did 30 days. Or I could do 30 days by doing 90. That's a svara. I could do 30 days by doing 90. Maybe that's what the Lashon of the Mechaber is saying. And then that would answer our question on the Mechaber. That would answer our question. In other words, it's true if you miss a day, it's okay, because you still did 30 days. But if you didn't do 90 times, you didn't do 30 days in one day. There's only one day to do 30 days in one day, doing 90 times. There is a way to do 30 days, even if you don't do 90 times. If you miss a tefillah or two. That's how I would...
But 30 days is not 90 times. Because if he doesn't daven in 30 days, he still has a chazaka.
Exactly.
It's not a repetition thing. That's a raya that's not true.
It's a raya that it's not a times thing, it's a days thing.
No, that is truly thing is that 30 days has to pass.
I agree.
It's not a
din
in repetition.
I agree.
So then where's the Mechaber get this from?
I think that so Pinchas is being Dr. Pinchas is saying that's why the Mechaber phrases it. Tishim pamim keneged shloishim yom. In other words, how do you do a day? The definition of a day is three times. Not because you said it three times. What a day is, Shachris Min Chamarev. If let's say you miscalculated and only did 89 times, you don't have 30 days. 30 days you could have if 30 days pass. 30 days in one day. Again, I just want to point out, the Achroinim that argue on the Taz, and they say if you miss the time or two in the 30 days, then it's not going to work. They're much easier to understand. In their world, it's totally a din in times that you said it. Right? Repeated times. But in the world of the Taz, that you could miss a time or two, then that shows it's a din in days. Then what's the whole din of the Shulchan Aruch? We want to say that the din of the Shulchan Aruch is 90 times shafts, 30 days in one day. Right? That would be like a new understanding.
Saying it in the
90 days,
so that I'm missing a
tefillah,
it should be a problem according to that.
Again, v'imhurga v'shem g'sharim v'fuzarin kol shekavachoymer b'ritzufin.
Saying that amount
of times. Okay, I was asking on that. What's the kavachoymer? Maybe mifuzarin. It just takes that amount of time.
It
And I was proving it from the halacha of the Taz that it's okay if you miss. Right? It's a pircha in the Kal v'chomer. The pircha, the Mishnah Berurah makes the Kal v'chomer, you could ask a pircha in the Kal v'chomer. How can you say Kal v'chomer b'rtzufin? It's not a good Kal v'chomer. Because mefuzarin, you can miss a day, and b'rtzufin, you can't miss even one time. Okay, let's... V'kasa v'shari tshuva, shem hirgal atzim, mem hei pamim, shem keneged chamisha asoyam, misha avra achar chamisha asoyam, em chazaka sh'amar kohigen. If let's say you did 15 days plus 45 times, they could join up. Either the pshat is, two lamdases, we'll say, either the pshat is, look, you said it 90 times, or the pshat is, I did 30 days. 15 of the days I did by doing 15 days, and 15 of the days I did by saying 45 times, that created 15 days. Okay, let's just finish up over here. Just, one second. Okay. No, I want the recording to continue.
Recording in progress.
I just want to mute. Okay. The Mishnah Berurah continues. Ad mechalka chayim v'ad bechlal. It's not enough to say how to give. It's not enough to say mechalka. It's not enough to say mechaye misim ata rav lo shia mashav aruch amar agoshem. But you need to also say mechalka chayim. Why? In other words, this is going in the Ramah that we want to get into the habit of saying Mechaye Mesim Ata Rav Lohoshia, not Moir Hatol, but Mechaye Mesim Ata Rav Lohoshia, Mechal Kel Chayim. V'yesh Cholkem HaRamah, but there's some argument on the Ramah that you don't have to say Mechal Kel Chayim. It's enough to say Mechaye Mesim Ata Rav Lohoshia. Right? You hear the Shaila? We're trying to get into a habit of not saying Mashma Rachamar HaGoshem. In the world of the Mechaber, the Hergel is Mechayim Meisim Ata Rav Lo Hoshia Moirid Hatol. So there, that's for sure good enough. You don't need to say Mechal Kel Chayim. But in the world of the Ramah, you need to say Mechal Kel Chayim. Otherwise, what kind of hergel is it? Ata Gibor Le'elam Hashem, Ata Gibor Mechayim Meisim Ata Rav Lo Hoshia, Mechayim Meisim Ata Rav Lo Hoshia. But maybe next time you turn around, you're going to say Mashiach Ruach Amar Dagoshem. The only way not to say Mashiach Ruach Amar Dagoshem is Mechayim Meisim Ata Rav Lo Hoshia, Mechal Kel Chayim Mechesed. V'nochen Lachas Chachilah Shalasas Ken Lismay Chazah. Don't rely on those who argue on the Ramah. Ken Kazab Dechachem Chayadam Lai Mashmakin. Ad Moir Hageshem, until Moir Hageshem, where you want to establish a chazaka, the Ad Bechlal, including Moir Hageshem. Okay, Rabbi Say, have a great day. Kol Tov, everyone. Yeah.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.